Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So good to have you here on Wednesday night on a cold, rainy night. But God's winds are blowing anyway, amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the spirit realm. Praise the Lord. The title of my message tonight is God's Vision. God's Vision. And Proverbs 29 and 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. So God wants us to always have a vision, amen? And so, you know, the Lord always gives Jerry Savelle a prophecy for the next year. And so the Lord has given him a prophecy for 2018. And I know that the Lord gives this word to Jerry Savelle for the church so that the church can continue to have a vision. Because God's always got good plans for his people, amen? And he always wants us to focus in on the plans that he has for us. Amen. So the word that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle for 2018 says, continue to preach, teach, and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you'll do this, they will eventually get it. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. Amen. Hallelujah. So God wants us to flourish like we never have before. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, everybody that said anything in the service tonight, everybody brought up glory. Patty, when she prayed over the praise team tonight, she was praying, Lord, show us your glory tonight. Let your glory be in this service tonight. And then Pastor, when he was up talking, he was talking about the glory of the Lord being here. And then when Deborah was up here speaking, she talked about the glory of the Lord. So the Lord wants us to know that his glory is still for his people tonight. Amen? And his glory is going to be in the church like never before. Praise God. So it's very important, God says, for his church to flourish. Now the glory of God is the manifested presence of God, the manifested power of God, and the manifested goodness of God. So in 2018, we'll experience a greater manifestation of the glory of God, which is the God's presence, his power, and his goodness. So be ready and expecting to receive in 2018 a greater manifestation of God's presence, a greater manifestation of his power, and a greater manifestation of his goodness. Praise God. We've already stepped into.
That's right.
We have already stepped into. But we are going to see greater than we've ever seen before. Amen. As this world grows darker, God's glory is going to grow lighter. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will flourish, the church. You and I will flourish like never before. Amen. We will abound like never before. Praise God. How many of you know that this world... it's just, we're in a different time than we've ever been before. It's like this world has just gone crazy. You know, and, but thank God that God has not changed. Thank God that God's word has not changed. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word does not change. Amen. And praise God, God is stable.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And his faithful people will remain stable as we keep our eyes on him. Keep our eyes on God. Amen. So no matter what's going on in the world today, we still are victorious. Amen. No matter what's going on in the world today, we can remain in peace. Hallelujah. Good news tonight, isn't it? Amen. We can still remain in peace. John 16 and 33 says, Jesus has overcome the world. He's already overcome the world. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise God, no matter what's going on in the world, God has got a plan for his people. He has a plan for his church, and his plans are for your good, amen, for your good, for his children, amen. God's plans for you are for you to flourish, spirit, soul, and body. Glory to God. Now, flourish means to grow or develop in a healthy, vigorous way. Flourish means to thrive. It means to prosper. It means to do well. It means to increase. It means to multiply. So that means no matter what's going on in the world, we can expect to thrive and to prosper and to increase and to do well and to multiply. That means we will flourish. Amen. No matter what the rest of the world is doing, God says that we will flourish. His church will be a flourishing church. Praise God. Hallelujah. So expect to flourish like you never have before in every area of your life. That means your body's going to flourish greater than it ever has. Amen. That means your finances are going to flourish greater than it ever has. That means your spirit man is going to flourish greater than it ever has before. Praise God. That means you and your household can expect to flourish like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. We can stand upon God's word. And no matter what it looks like in the natural, we've got God's word to stand on. And God's word is sure. Amen. It is a sure word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can believe that those, our children, no matter what it looks like, you know, we can cover our kids. You know, it looks like the kids that are in college these days, they are being attacked like never before. There's more stuff out there for them to be tempted with. And there's more groups that are trying to draw them in a bad way. But the blood, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ has not lost its power. Amen. The power of Jesus Christ covers them. We can cover them, and they can, right in the middle of all this temptation, all this negativity, all these things that they can get involved in, we can believe and know that they are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I put the bloodline. I put the bloodline over them. I put the bloodline over their school. I put the bloodline over every place they go, everywhere they set their feet. The bloodline. Evil, the devil, temptation cannot cross the bloodline. I won't let it. I won't allow it. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm dogmatic about it. Praise God. I'm not letting up on it. The blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My household's going to flourish. Amen. My finances are going to flourish. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what they say. my finances. This is me and my God. Yeah. Amen. This is not me and my employer. This is not me and anybody else. This is me and my God. My finances. My finances are going to flourish. Hallelujah. I don't care what the doctor says. I'm thankful for doctors. If I need some medication, I'll go to the doctor. Amen. And if I need some medication, I'll take the medication. But all the while, I'll say, by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. And this medication is helping bring healing to my body. I'll do that. Amen. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Doctor put me on some eye drops many years ago. Many, many, many years ago. And I said, okay, I'll put these drops in my eyes. But by Jesus' stripes, I am healed. Amen. And so every time I put a drop in my eye, I would say, this medication and the blood of Jesus Christ and the stripes on his back, I am healed. Amen. It works. The word works. See, we put ourselves under so much condemnation because we think that we're not supposed to have medication. That we think that we're not supposed to go through anything. That we are in a world where the enemy is the god of this world and he's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But I've got the Word of God, amen. I've got Jesus Christ on my side. I've got the blood of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. So I am an overcomer in all circumstances, in all situations. I am the head and not the tail. I am above only and not beneath. Hallelujah. I am the healed. I am the blessed. I am the flourishing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The glory of God shines on my house. The glory of God shines on my family. The glory of God shines on my child. The glory of God shines on my finances. The glory of God shines on my animals. Yes, they do. Because I pray for them. Amen. God says, whatever your desire is, amen. And my dogs, their health is a desire that I have. Amen. Amen. So we can put the blood of Jesus Christ around our animals. We can pray for them and they can get healed. We've had our animals get healed before. I don't know why I'm going here, but I guess there's a reason. Amen. That God cares about every living thing. No matter what it is, God cares about it. Many years ago, we had a dog named Benji. And pastors talked about Benji a lot. Benji was a good dog. I mean, he was just a good dog, but he liked to get out of the fence. Woo! That was a challenge. But anyway, at one time, Benji got sick, and I think it's the only time he ever got sick, and we took him to the vet. We had Benji for like 16 or 17 years, I think. But we took him to the vet, and they said he had heartworms. So we took Benji home, and we anointed Benji with oil. And we prayed the prayer of faith over Benji. Well, Benji got well. Benji got healed. Amen. Never had any more sickness. Heartworms gone. Amen. Amen. And he lived a long life. Yeah. And believe me, he lived a good life because we take good care of our animals. Uh-huh. Amen. God is no respecter. That's right. Hallelujah. All of his creation is important to him. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. All of His creation. Amen. The glory of God. So God, in 2018, His vision for His church, His vision for you tonight is greater glory. Amen. Greater flourishing. Praise God. He wants you to flourish like never before. And His plans are for you to abound.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I love to abound in the blessings of God, don't you? I love to just abound in every area of my life. And that's what God's vision is for you. In every area. In every area. Amen. Strength. He wants us to have strength in our bodies. Now the enemy will try to take our strength away. But we have got the blood of Jesus Christ. We have got the word, the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And His name is just as powerful, just as strong as it's always been. Amen. So Pastor and I believe in using the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants to know, you to know, that everything He's given you is a blessing from Him. And if the enemy touches anything that God has blessed you with, you've got authority over that. So you've got authority over your stuff. Because God's given it to you. God's blessed you with it. Amen. That's part of that flourishing in your life. Hallelujah. And yes, we don't, in our flesh and our humanity, we don't deserve anything. But the grace of God, amen, the mercy of God, we do deserve because we are God's child. He wants to bless us. He wants to increase us. He wants good things for His people. Amen. Recently, the Lord spoke to Jerry Savelle. He was actually flying an airplane to a meeting that he was holding in somewhere in Alabama. Good place. He was going to a good place. But the Lord spoke to him. He was preparing for the service there. And the Lord said, These are indeed the days of my greater glory. Hallelujah. Glory. His greater glory. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word. And I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs that they have ever experienced thus far. Hallelujah. Rest assured that I'm working on your behalf. Even now, and as they shall triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see, I am still the God of the breakthrough. And I am still the God who keeps covenant.
Yes.
So lift up your hands, lift up your voices, and praise your God. The God who is unlike any other God. The God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to Him. And thus saith the Lord. That's for the church tonight, amen. That's for you tonight. Hallelujah. You will flourish like never before. You will abound like never before. Hallelujah. His glory will be greater in greater manifestation than ever before. Hallelujah. God sees that you are a hungry people. This Oasis Christian Center is a hungry people. Yeah. Amen. And God will not fail feeding you and giving you greater things. Amen. In the spirit realm. You're hungry. You just draw. You're just like a sponge. You want more of God. Amen. Say, why did the enemy fight the service so much? See, he tried to keep you out of the service tonight. He put every obstacle he could come up with so that you couldn't make the service tonight. But the enemy had to bow. He had to back up because you were hungry. And you said, I'm going to be in that service. And you pressed through. You pressed through the obstacles. You pressed through the hindrances. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God blesses the faithful. He honors the faithful. Amen. God has not turned his back on you. God will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's got a plan for you for good. To prosper you. For you to be in health. For you to be blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I just feel like tonight, just saying that there are your children, they might be grown, but you've been praying for them. You've been believing for them. And in 2018, you're going to see a turnaround. You're going to see a turnaround. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, the devil has tried to steal that generation. But God has drawn the line. He said, no, Satan has to stop all of his evil works against that generation. Amen. They're rising up. They're rising up. There's going to be a revival in the young people. Amen. There's going to be a revival in them. God's still going to have a people. Amen. And because of what the enemy has done to try to destroy, to try to kill, to try to get them away from him, God is going to bless so strong and put such a strong desire in their hearts. They're going to be a wall of fire. They're going to be on fire for God. Amen. Hallelujah. See, he said he's coming back for a glorious church. Yeah. Hallelujah. And he is going to raise up his glorious church. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy's trying to tell you it's never going to happen. He's the liar and the father of lies. Amen. Hallelujah. There are You have children, people right here that are going to preach the Word of God. Right here in this congregation. Right here. There are people, your children are going to be evangelists and they're going to be missionaries. Amen. They're going to do things. God's going to use them in a greater measure. That's why the enemies fought them so hard. He's come against the young people like never before. But we break tonight. We break every assignment. We break the power of the enemy over our children in the name of Jesus. We put the bloodline around our children in Jesus' name. And we call them in for the kingdom of God. And let the glory of God shine on them, on their lives, on their families in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A sure word for the Lord. I had no intentions of going this direction. But God, hallelujah, God has a plan.
Yes.
That's part of His plan.
Yes.
Amen. That's part of flourishing, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To see our kids
uh-huh.
flourishing
uh-huh.
in the things of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory!
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 Glory! Hallelujah! Praise you, God! Praise you, Wanda! Wanda, you're going to see a change in your children. In your, yes, you are. You're going to see a change. It's just on the way. Yes, it is. Amen. It's on the way. Glory to God. Woo! Glory! Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, you might say, I don't have any kids. What's God got for me? Well, you got other family members. Hallelujah. You got somebody that you're believing to come to God. You're believing for a turnaround. You're believing for a breakthrough. Amen. 2018, amen, we're going to see a flood of people coming to God like never before. A revival. Hallelujah. A revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, the enemy wanted you to be discouraged. Woo! Glory! 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 Woo! We have overcome. We are victorious. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Breakthrough. Breaking loose. A breaking loose in our families. A breaking loose in our children. A breaking loose like never before. A revival in the young people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Birthing. Birthing. Things are birthing tonight. Hallelujah. Prayers that you've been praying. The birthing tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It shall be. It shall be. It shall be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Glory. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Chains that the enemy has tried to put on your kids. They're falling off. They're breaking off. Hallelujah. No longer have a hold on them. The things of this world are breaking off of them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. They're desiring. I'm prophesying. I'm speaking the word. I'm prophesying to your kids tonight. What they're going to do. Amen. I'm declaring in the name of Jesus that they are coming to God this year in 2018. Hallelujah. Coming to God. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The things that they loved about this world, they're going to hate.
Amen.
They're going to hate it. They're going to get so sick of it.
Yes.
They'll be like, I don't want any of that.
Yes.
I'm tired of that.
Yes.
I want Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I want Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. More of Jesus.
Yes.